USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Chamber of Commerce has had a chance to peruse some of President Biden's social spending bill. Neil Bradley, the Chamber's chief policy officer, offered this. We have the highest inflation in 31 years. Employers are struggling to fill a record number of job openings, and the current draft uses gimmicks to cover up the spending. It's being reported the middle class will be hit the hardest for paying the bill on Biden's bill. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial will go to the jury after closing arguments on Monday. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will hold a virtual summit on Monday. The meeting would come as U.S. and China have been clashing over Taiwan and human rights abuses. The Chinese embassy Tuesday expressed China's willingness to enhance exchanges and cooperation. A U.S. appeals court on Thursday stopped congressional investigators' access to former President Trump's White House records relating to January 6th. A hearing on the matter is set for November 30th. USA Radio News.
Right now, you are listening to USA Radio News, and we are following breaking news for you, which comes from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Here is what Mark had to say. Mark?
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Thank you, Mark. You can watch the full Connect keynote and learn more about how the metaverse will unlock new opportunities at meta.com. That's meta.com. And we will have more for you after these words.